boys and girls, this is Mokami, obviously, from Mokami Speaks. Coming to you after God knows how long of not speaking to you guys. It's been a very weird year for most of us. Oh wait, first of all, I hope you guys are good. I hope you're washing your hands, you're social distancing, you're staying home. And even for those guys who can't stay home and have to work, we're really praying for you guys. You know, it's not easy. So yeah. Oh yes. And very, very importantly, I hope you guys are drinking water. Ati, not just because you're home, ati, you're going to be drinking Gilby's from morning to morning. Panda, kunywa maji, okay? And eat your fruits, your vegetables. Yes. So, this is sijui day what of quarantine. And I've kind of gotten some time off my schedule now that most of my projects have been cancelled. We'll get back to that later. So, and I've been doing some thinking and some writing and some journaling, which I'll also get to later. And this is what I have learned in the month. Has it been a month? It's been a month. Has it been a month? Okay, I don't know. In a month or so of quarantine and curfew and isolation. Yeah. So bear with me. I have a glass of wine in my hand. So I might occasionally take breaks to sip and swallow. Anyway. So the first thing that I've learned during this time is it is very, very okay to feel whatever you're feeling. If it's anger, if it's frustration, if you want to cry, if you want to scream, I mean, it is more than okay. So between March and August, I had like 6 projects lined up. So I've had 6 projects spanning up until August. Really good money, really good opportunities, and all were lost just like that. And it was money I was looking forward to, because obviously who didn't like money? But it was also for me to expand my blog. For those of you who don't know my blog, Kenyan Collective. So I had really big plans, and one day we woke up and everything is just shutting down. And I also woke up to another potential job gone this week, and I was super down, and I kind of shut down. By shutting down, I mean I moved away from social media for like a day, and I just didn't speak to anyone. I didn't feel like speaking to anyone. And I was counting my losses, and I was also feeling guilty-ish because I don't even know how to explain it, but I felt like I was being a brat, because there are so many guys who have to work like 5 times harder than me, but and to get like very, very little. And you cannot blame the government for that. But I was feeling all sorts of emotions that day, and I just shut down. And I felt very useless. And it's just been a mess. And the the worst part of it is I wasn't allowing myself to feel. I was just shoving it all down into a tiny, tiny hole. And I discovered that if I keep on like this, then obviously I won't even make it to when we are done with quarantine. So this led to me thinking about how guys are coping right now. There are some guys who are still working, which we salute you. Some of us who don't really have jobo are trying to find stuff to do to occupy the time. And some of us are drinking, some of us are smoking, some of us are sleeping, watching Netflix, and some of us are just there. So and one of my coping mechanisms is traveling. Even if it's kidogo traveling, just like 200 kilometers away, I'd rather do that. So, and I can't do that right now, obviously. So being cooped up into a smaller space that I'm used to, well, I work from home, yes, but I also move around a lot. So me being in one space for a long time, because I've been told to. Yes. Yes. So that's one. Feeling and allowing yourself to feel. And yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Also not overdoing on the coping mechanisms that might seem harmful. Like the drinking. Because we also need our immune systems right for when we are going out after this is over, because Rona is a bitch. Anyway, second thing that I have figured out is you don't have to be productive. There's this tweet or quote or text that has been going around social media saying, if you don't come out of this pandemic having learned a new skill, or done online courses, or developed a new habit, talent, or whatever, that you've wasted your time. Okay, checky. First of all, this whole thing was sprung up on us. Okay? It's not at a Monday meeting that we knew was going to happen. Mm-mm. Okay, we knew it was going to FICA Africa eventually, but telling us that we really need, okay, how do I say this? We are dealing with a pandemic. We are dealing with a fucking pandemic. The entire world's economy is being affected and is gonna be affected. There's gonna be a recession, for crying out loud. As in, after thousands or thousands of people have died, there's going to be a fucking recession. And then you're telling me that in the time that I am supposed to feel all this and decompress and figuring out a way to deal with all the things that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis, you're telling me that I'm supposed to be learning a new skill. Ha, honey, no. I mean, it's perfectly okay to take time to rest. Actually, someone on Twitter said that this is sort of nature's way of helping millennials rest, because we've been fucking working our asses off, which is kinda true on a very tiny, tiny scale. But it doesn't mean that just because we have this quote-unquote time on our hands that I should be on Udemy or HubSpot or whatever, learning new courses and playing an instrument or whatever. I get that some people actually thrive, like those are their ways of decompressing, stroke, their coping mechanisms. And I totally understand that. Like, if that's where you feel your time is going to be well spent, if that is how you feel you will get through this and come out of the other side sane, then it's fine. But don't put the pressure on us, especially as millennials and Generation Z, to I'm supposed to be waking up and going to online classes and see what. As in, Kwanzaa in Kenya, as in, okay. I personally feel like we are being lied to about the numbers, and the whole curfew thing isn't really helping, because 3/4 of this country, or okay, let me not even go to the country, let me just say Nairobi, 3/4 of Nairobi has to work day to day to get food on their tables. So you can't tell me that you want to issue a lockdown for 3 months. Where will these people go to? These people will die because there's no food. 2, we have locusts bado, by the way. Locusts zinanona too. Na sisi tuko hapa ati corona. 3, there's the recession that's coming, and no one knows how the world markets are going to be like. And of course, countries like the US really, really, really affect our economy. So, yes. So, I really don't feel like, oh, wait, I have to sneeze. Excuse me. I don't feel... Sorry. Whew, see Rona, please. Okay? Yeah. So, I don't feel like I have to be subjected to people's opinions of me using my time to better myself when I don't even know if there's going to be an economy to better myself in. Yeah. So, I respect everyone's opinions, maybe apart from rednecks and Trump, but don't force people to be productive at this time. Let people breathe. Let people fucking find a way to get through one day. Just one day at a time. But don't shove your productivity, Wall Street asses. Wait, what? Don't shove your, opinions, your Wall Street opinions down our throats, please. Thanks. 3, what I've learned, learning and unlearning things about myself. So I have, so last week I discovered that I can get inebriated, stroke kinda, kidogo, maybe drunk, stroke high, and I just start discovering and unlearning things about myself, my friends, past experiences, relationships. So what I do is, when it gets to that point of the day when I want to partake, I partake, and I actually just did it. So I am doing this while a bit high. Yeah, so, oh my god, and it's 420 of 420. Yes, so, gosh, what was I saying? Yes, so this, it's been like an oral journaling process. So I do this when I'm in this state, and then I record it on my phone, and I listen to them the next day while sober. Hey, let me tell you, I do not recommend it, because wow, oh my gosh. But I also kind of do, because with each session, with each session, I have learned and discovered and made peace. Oh my god, I have made peace with a lot of things that I have been thinking about so far. And I feel so much lighter and more at peace. And I was saying I don't recommend it because there's some things you're going to learn or discover about yourself, and you're just going to be like, what the fuck was I doing? And you'll want to slap yourself across the head or whatever. It's going to be messy. You might end up breaking down and regretting the decision, but I personally have felt more at peace when doing this. This is actually like a session I'm doing right now. Anyway, the fourth thing, and I think the last thing, because I'm getting hungry and I need to eat. The fourth thing I have learned is to take it slow. To take each day at a time, each moment at a time. I don't have to figure out what I need to feel the next hour, the next day, or the next week. I'll just let it come as it comes. And I've also learned that I am allowed to crumble. You are allowed to crumble. You are allowed to rest. You are allowed to be. So just be, you know? Like, just, there is no other point in history where we, like, this is the first time this is happening. Not the first time as in a pandemic, because there's been pandemics, but we are so socially connected, and like other decades, millennia, whatever. And it's so much harder for us to not be, because we have all these channels, all these people on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat telling us what to be. So you need to know that you are allowed to be in whatever capacity. Just don't go fucking crocodiles like Florida people. Why did I just say that? Okay. Yes. Parting shot. Oh my God. Fucking wash your hands. And for those guys who can stay home, those guys who can work from home, those who have no option but to stay home because they've been laid off, I feel for all of you, and I am personally praying for all of you, and I'm just hoping that at the end of the day we're gonna get out of this I just really hope it's not going to be as painful as economists predict. So, and oh my God, our mental states, Jesus Christ, I'm really praying for all of us to come out of this alive and well enough to continue to want to be alive. And also for those who can't work at home, well, I've said I'm praying for you, but y'all who can stay at home and work from home and earn money from the house, don't vindicate those who can't, because there are those guys who have to work daily to get a bit, to get a meal on their tables at the end of the day. So yes, just, and be kind. Like, the biggest takeaway from what I've been seeing online is just be kind to one another. Just be kind. Like, it didn't cost much. It didn't even cost anything. Just be kind, because you don't know what storms guys are facing. And last but not least, all your governments are shit. All of them. Oh my God. As in America, what? Superpower for who? For what? For why? Hey, all our governments are shit. Except maybe Canada, because of the whole, you know, and Germany for supporting artists and creatives during this very, very tough time. Yes, I think I am done. Remember to always drink your water, babies. Yes, and yeah, nawapenda. Hopefully I'll be doing this more often now that I might have the time. But yeah, I love y'all. Stay safe. And yeah, just be, okay? Bye.